the so-called big, beautiful bill that just passed the Senate is, you know, it's an insane money printing and spending bill, and it provides many billions of dollars for a project to put humans on Mars. And I got to tell you, it's all a cover story, because you can't live on Mars, because Mars has no magnetosphere. So, and I mean, even according to NASA, Mars has no magnetosphere, which means that if you were to try to live on Mars, if you could even get there and somehow have enough water and shelter and air pressure and oxygen and everything else that you need to live, then you would die from ionizing radiation very quickly. It would be like living under a full-time CAT scan of just massive ionizing radiation. Your cells would disassemble and mutate. You'd be dead. I don't know how long a person could live in that environment. It would be like living inside of, I guess, Chernobyl. Maybe you could live a few weeks. It wouldn't be fun, you know, as your internal organs start to just, you know, disassemble themselves and stop functioning. Your skin falls off and whatever. But we are supposed to believe that the U.S. government needs to spend billions of dollars to send people to Mars, even though we know you can't live on Mars. So where is that money actually going? And why is NASA always lying to us, by the way? Always lying to us, from all kinds of details about the Apollo missions that were faked to the more recent claim that they're flying helicopters on Mars, which is just, it's laughable. It's a clown show of junk science comedy, because according to NASA, the Mars atmosphere has 0.6% of the air density of Earth at sea level, right? And yet we're supposed to believe that somehow you can fly helicopters in that. Which, look, that claim just relies on the total lack of basic scientific knowledge among the American public, because people don't understand how helicopter rotors produce lift, or even for that matter, how wings work. Which, it is kind of mysterious, but at least you should understand the basic principles of lift. So we're constantly lied to by NASA. No, we're not sending people to live on Mars. And it's very doubtful that we've ever even sent anybody to the moon, for that matter. Who knows? But the point is, we're being lied to about where this money is going. This is actually obviously intended for secret space programs and underground bunkers. And in fact, BBB, I think, should stand for Big Beautiful Bunkers. Because what's really going on is that those in the know, they know there's an extinction level event being engineered, or arriving, let's say. And you can take your guess on what that is, on Planet X, or, you know, giant comets on an intersection course with Earth, or engineered nuclear winter, you know, all kinds of scenarios, global dimming that shuts down photosynthesis, volcanic action that's induced by nuclear weapons. You know, lots of scenarios, but the bottom line is the globalists are on an extermination agenda. They're playing it out. And this bill, this big, beautiful bill, is one of the last spending bills that will ever be passed for the United States of America before the collapse of the nation and the government and the collapse of much of humanity. So it's really kind of a last-ditch, money-grabbing surge. Just, I don't know. It's like senators are beating a cash piñata with a blindfold and a baseball bat. Whack, whack, whack. Get more money out, you know, before we destroy everything. Like, that's what it is. If you can imagine, like, Ted Cruz just blindfolded and beating a piñata and cash is flying out. That's pretty much the entire function of the Senate at this point. And for those who are connected to government, of course, if they're at the right levels, they know what's coming. And they're the ones that are building the underground bunkers. They're the ones that are stockpiling all the food. And they've got memberships in the big underground cities. and the underground highways, you know, all of that. So they know what's up. They're prepared for it. They've long been prepared for it. But we, the people, we are, of course, never being told the truth about what's coming. Because from the globalist point of view, what's the point of informing people of a giant event that's about to take place that could kill billions of people? In fact, it's intended to kill billions of people. Now, it's interesting to me that this Japanese prophet, or I don't know, artist named Ryo something, she had predicted for many years that there was going to be this geological apocalypse this Saturday, July 5th, 2025, at 5 a.m. Tokyo time. I did another podcast about that. I'm not saying that I believe that that's going to happen, but that this woman who illustrated her ideas in a series of manga, like a manga collection, which is very popular in Japan, she saw massive earth changes, essentially. She saw, or at least this is my understanding, that she saw massive tidal waves and new land masses emerging off the coast of Asia and connecting Japan and Taiwan and the Philippines and Hong Kong and like a whole new subcontinent just appearing there, rising out of the bottom of the ocean, which would indicate, obviously, catastrophic tectonic plate shifts that would level a lot of the buildings, if not most buildings, throughout those Asian countries. And in Western culture, of course, there are the prophecies, better known in the West, of Edgar Cayce. And Edgar Cayce foresaw great earth shift activities that would recalibrate North America. It would split it down the middle. And what is currently the Mississippi River would widen to, I don't know, hundreds of miles or something. And ocean levels would rise dramatically, and areas that are less than, I don't know what the number was, less than 400 or 500 feet in altitude, they would be inundated with the new ocean waters. So there goes Florida, if that happens, obviously, and much of Louisiana, etc., East Texas, you get the idea. But whether or not you agree or disagree with these specific, you know, prophecies or predictions, it is true that the continents have not always existed in the current formation. In fact, you know, plate tectonics, the whole theory of plate tectonics, was once considered just a conspiracy theory in mainstream geology. But there was one man, and I regret, I don't know his name, but for some reason the name Hapgood is just popping into my head. Was it Hapgood? Or was he someone who advocated this? I don't know. I'll have to check AI on that. But there was one man who was very persistent about proving that plate tectonics was in fact a real thing, and that the continents as we know them are actually on shifting plates that are in some places colliding with each other, creating subduction zones where one plate slides underneath another plate. And then in other instances, the plates crash together and they buckle upwards, and that's what creates mountains. And importantly, these events happen, or can happen, very suddenly, within minutes. An entire mountain range can come into existence in a matter of minutes. And when that happens, then of course it's rather catastrophic. There are other theories about, of course, you've heard of the magnetic pole shifting, which it is always on the run. Magnetic north is changing, and it's changing dramatically. And it's now proven that over, I don't know, X number of million years, there have been, I'm guessing, hundreds, maybe over 1,000, or maybe it's just a few hundred, but some significant number of pole shifts where North and South Pole have flipped. And magnetically, you know, this happens because of the flows of the molten iron and metals inside the core of the Earth, which of course generates the magnetosphere that I was talking about earlier. This is why Mars doesn't have a magnetosphere. But magnetic north and south can also flip, and even though that doesn't itself move the continents, that would be sort of economically catastrophic in terms of navigation and transportation. And everything that depends on GPS, including, you know, ballistic missiles, military, assaults, war, all of it. You know, these wars that you're currently witnessing, these would not be possible without GPS functioning. And then there's the idea of the entire crust of the Earth shifting and rotating around sort of like, if you can imagine, it's a giant orange peel. But if the orange peel suddenly were to rotate around the orange without the orange itself rotating, that would be an Earth shift. And there's a theory that that can happen because of the ice buildup on the poles. And then with the, I don't know what you call it, sort of the wobble of the rotation causing an imbalance where the heavier ice continents, in this case, or the ice-covered continents, would be, I'm sorry to use crude language, but sort of flung out to the equator. So the North and South Pole would end up both on the equator, and there would be a new physical North and South Pole, or a new axis of rotation of the Earth. And if that were to happen, what's interesting is that, of course, you know, catastrophic earthquakes and volcanoes and tidal waves and whatever. But then the North and South Pole being on the equator would begin to melt. And suddenly all that melting water would create a massive deluge, a new flood, let's say, and rising of ocean water to a very large extent. Maybe, I'm just guessing, possibly 100 meters or a couple hundred meters. I don't know the actual number. And it wouldn't be global warming. It's not like the whole planet is getting hotter. It's just that a bunch of ice is melting, a lot of ice. And I'm sure, you know, there are some scientists out there who can actually run the math on this, and they can tell you, no, it would only rise 20 meters or whatever. But it's some level of ocean rise as all this ice melts on the equator. And then, of course, talk about climate change. Almost every area on Earth would have a new climate. So if your country was previously on the equator, it could end up at the North Pole, or it could end up somewhere else, just depending on where the new pivot point happens to land. And, you know, there's very strong evidence that places like modern-day Egypt were once lush rainforest. So there's a lot of speculation about the idea that there might have been pole shifts or earth shifts long before. The point is, some people believe that some kind of earth shift scenario is imminent. I don't have any evidence of that. I don't know. But the globalists are acting like they know something. Like they know there's going to be some kind of big reset, some kind of big depopulation event. Because, like, look at what they're doing with the big, beautiful bill and so on, just spending like mad because they know there's no consequences. There's really no future of the United States of America. There's no future of the dollar. So it doesn't matter if they print trillions. Even the Republicans just increased it, the national debt limit, by something like $4 trillion. They don't care. Small government GOP? No. How about $4 trillion more in debt on top of the, what, $37 trillion we already have? So that puts us at $41 trillion in debt. And it's just going to keep going until the collapse, which may be something that's related to one of these events that I'm talking about here. So what can you and I do to be prepared for this? Well, let's be honest. If there is some kind of big earth change event, if there is a new deluge, a lot of us are just going to die, honestly, you know, just depending on where you are. And there's really not much you can do. But for others, if you're not immediately inundated under ocean water, or you're not hit with a giant meteor, or, you know, you're not destroyed in a new mountain range that erupts underneath your feet, then you can expect to live through, or to attempt to live through, a very dire situation of a total collapse of human infrastructure. And so that would mean that, yes, there would be survivors, but they would tend to be people who not only have obviously some level of storable, you know, food and seeds and whatever, but more importantly, people who can grow food, people who can live without technology. And I did a whole book on that called Resilient Prepping. And it's a free audiobook. You can get it at resilientprepping.com. And you can just download the entire audiobook and listen to it. It tells you how to survive without any technology. That is, no electricity and no combustion engines either. No technology. And it's difficult. It's very difficult to survive with no technology. So I'm not in any way saying that this is going to be easy. But there are cultures and people all over the world who currently live with almost no technology. And many of those cultures already exist at high elevation. Yes. For example, the Indians in the Andes. And when I lived in South America, I hiked and visited some of these people, and they were completely technology free and yet living, you know, very simple lives, but also very close to nature, growing their own papas, which is potatoes, you know, high altitude. They're growing quinoa. They had like llamas and alpaca or whatever. They had their own way of doing things, and they could survive, and they could survive the collapse of Western cities and Western civilization. So keep that in mind. You know, humanity won't be wiped out, but it could be significantly reduced in population. Just something to ponder. In any case, preparedness is wise no matter where you are in this picture, or no matter what you think is going to happen, or when you think it's going to happen. Basic preparedness can help you through every scenario. So get prepared. You can find all kinds of preparedness items at healthrangerstore.com. Of course, storable food and iodine and a whole lot more tools. But also check out all of our affiliate partners at rangerdeals.com, where we've got discount codes there for lots and lots of affiliate partners who have very valuable things to offer you. That's rangerdeals.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high-quality, ultra-clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light, but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have
a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. And we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff. Nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.